from KQED.
Welcome back to Forum. I'm Dave Iverson. The state is on the clock. It has 4 months and one day to solve its perpetual prison overcrowding problem or face a court-ordered release of thousands of prisoners this New Year's Eve. Yesterday, a state assembly committee approved Governor Brown's plan to avoid that outcome by shipping prisoners to local and out-of-state facilities. The governor's plan has bipartisan support in the assembly, but not in the Senate, where the leader of Senate Democrats, Jill Steinberg, has come up with a plan of his own, and it's radically different. The Steinberg plan would provide counties with grants to develop and expand rehab programs for offenders, programs which would hopefully reduce the prison population over time and therefore persuade federal judges to postpone their year-end deadline. Meanwhile, the clock ticks itself under the Capitol Rotunda. The legislature has just 2 more weeks to solve this problem before it closes up shop for the session. We're joined now by Senator Bob Huff. He is the Senate Minority Leader, leads the Senate Republicans. He represents California's 29th District, which includes parts of Orange, San Bernardino, and Los Angeles counties. And he is supportive of the governor's plan to ship prisoners both to local facilities and out of state. Senator Huff, thanks for being with us.
Hey, great to be here today.
And we hope to be joined by Senator Steinberg, who has proposed this alternative proposal in just a moment. But Senator Huff, let's begin. What draws you, as you're probably not often drawn, to the side of Jerry Brown to be supportive of his proposal, which is to send prisoners to these local facilities, send them out of state? Why do you think that's the best way to solve this problem?
Well, keep in mind, it's not just Governor Brown, but you have all of the assembly. This is a bipartisan approach to solving what is a real and imminent problem. Republicans were never wild about the realignment scheme that, released thousands of inmates down to the local level anyway. And so we see this while it's, the gate to the barn has been opened, the horses have all run out, and we're keeping the last horse in. But it's better to keep those most violent criminals incarcerated until we can come up with some kind of recidivism training program rather than negotiating with inmate attorneys who, by the way, we've lost to clear to the Supreme Court. So we think this is the most prudent plan going forward.
And what exactly, how many prisoners are actually going to be involved in this? The numbers, as I understand them, are around 8,000. Are there that many available spaces at either local facilities or out of state?
Well, that is part of the problem. What in the number, as I understand it, is somewhere between 8,000 and 10,000. It's not static. You know, different things happen. But it's, let's just call it, for round terms, 10,000, or you can call it 8,000. But it's a large number. We have already outsourced a lot of our prisoners to the local level. They have either let go the lower, offending criminals or haven't even sentenced them in the first place. I was reading something just recently that there's been over 158,000 cases of people not getting time they normally would because there's just not space. So space is a real critical issue.
And what is the prospect, do you think, of working out some sort of negotiated difference between what you're supporting, the governor's plan, and what Senator Steinberg is proposing on the Democratic Senate side? Again, we're awaiting Senator Steinberg to join our conversation. But is there a place where these different approaches could meet? You only have a couple of weeks to get this figured out.
I think the key difference is that in the case of the governor and, basically everybody except for Senator Steinberg and the Senate Democrats is they want to keep the worst offending in jail, in prison, until we figure it out. And the pro tem is saying that he's going to negotiate with the people that we've lost basically every argument with all the way up to the Supreme Court. And somehow they're now going to agree to the terms. I think, clearly public safety is number one. There is a way to negotiate this, but it should be without putting the public at risk. And when you leave it in the hands of inmate attorneys, they're looking after the inmates, not after the public safety.
So just to give a bit more context to this, what Senator Steinberg is proposing, and again, we hope to hear from him shortly, is the idea of providing money to local communities and counties who would then develop or continue to make more available different rehab programs, and that this would be something that would lessen the prisoner overload over time. And with that promise, the theory is, the federal judges would say, okay, that's good enough. We won't make you suspend or turn prisoners out on New Year's Eve. We're going to give you more time. And what you're saying, Senator Huff, is you just don't buy that the federal judges would accept that proposal?
I don't buy that we have any negotiating strength in that proposal, and the governor's proposal is to instead keep inmates out of state, to take over a private facility and put prisoners in there, and to find some of the other beds that are currently free. So you keep these people locked up. There's nothing that keeps us from pursuing, and I believe that's the governor's plan, pursuing the educational and the training for recidivism to keep these prisoners from coming in the first place. But let's face it, California has one of the worst recidivism rates in the nation, and we've known that for a long time. We've worked on that for a long time. We have not been successful. So to pin the hopes of public safety on the fact that, you know, we can negotiate with the inmate prisoners and that we can somehow rehab them in the next 3 years so that they're not going to be coming in and putting pressure on the prison population is pie in the sky at best.
But as I understand the proposal from Senator Steinberg, it wouldn't be saying, so we'll let everybody out on New Year's Eve and just put them in rehab programs. It's delaying that. So would you be okay if that proposal came to fruition and the federal court said, this is fine with us. We're going to give you 3 more years and go ahead and invest in rehab. That's not going to release any more people immediately. So public safety would be protected, would it not?
Public safety would be protected if all of that worked out. But keep in mind, we have a decision that needs to be made imminently. Legislature is about to go out of session. And when you, one is a choice of negotiating with a hand that we have been unsuccessful in negotiating in the past, and the other is a course certain, which keeps the worst offenders locked up until we can reasonably deal with all this, I think that's the more prudent plan. And to put it in the governor's words, quote, it would not be responsible to turn over California's criminal justice policy to inmate lawyers who are not accountable to the people, end quote.
Senator Bob Huff joining us. He is the Senate Minority Leader, leads the Senate's Republicans, and is siding with Governor Jerry Brown, along with many other Democrats, including the Democratic Speaker of the Assembly, Speaker Perez, on this issue. Have you been pleased overall, Senator Huff, with how the governor has approached this issue? You said a moment ago that you weren't a fan of the realignment proposal, but have you been on this particular issue happy with the way in which the governor has put things forward?
Well, I have, because it recognizes the reality that when we did realignment, we had had 20 years of declining crime rates. And since that time, in the last 2 years, we've seen it start to spike up. There is a causal relationship when you let tens of thousands of prisoners loose or don't put them in jail or prison. We are starting to see that. And now that we have released what we will call the lower offenders who are already spiking crime, when you release the most violent offenders, you just want to keep them in. Let's work on training them and lowering recidivism, but not at the risk of public safety. We can't control what the inmate lawyers will do, how they'll negotiate. We can control whether or not we keep enough prison space for these worst offenders.
And State Senator Daryl Steinberg joins us now. He is the president pro tem of the state Senate. Senator Steinberg, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
We've just been going over the dueling proposals, both yours and the governor's, with Senator Bob Huff, who, as you know, is supportive of the governor, along with many Assembly Democrats. You've taken a different path, and we've described that, but I want to give you the opportunity to describe why you think your proposal is better than the governor's. The governor, again, wants to ship prisoners to either local facilities or out of state, and your approach is to, in turn, spend that about the same amount of money, but on developing better rehab programs at the local level, and with that promise of investing money in that way, you think that you can get the federal courts to say, okay, we won't force you to let prisoners go on New Year's Eve. Add to that, subtract to that, if you would, in terms of how I've described your proposal.
Thank you. Well, first of all, we're talking about spending half as much money as what the governor wants to spend. That's an important point. But I think it's important we go back to the context here, because the federal courts, as everybody knows, have said that we have to deal with 9,600 inmates by December 31, 2013. Seems to me there are three choices. One is to do nothing and allow them to be released, which everybody agrees. Democrats, Republicans, the governor, Senate Assembly is unacceptable. Can't happen. Number two is to do what the governor suggests. And obviously, my caucus is standing alone here, but we're standing alone strongly and united to spend $715 million of precious taxpayer dollars to rent beds and to do nothing to change the underlying system. And by the way, where I disagree with the governor and with Senator Huff most strongly is with their assumption that if we do that, the courts then are going to get out of our business. Quite to the contrary. If we do this, the courts are going to be in our business for a lot longer than if we do something smarter, because they will view this undoubtedly as attempting to get around the underlying purpose of the lawsuit in the first place, which was to reduce overcrowding in the long run in a sustained way and change the criminal justice system. So there's a third option. I have been mediating, negotiating with the plaintiff's attorneys and the governor for the last 3 weeks, and I have put forward a proposal that would allow a delay, a lengthy delay, for the state to have to deal with these 9,600 inmates, take half the amount of money called for in the governor's plan, put it into evidence-based proven practices to reduce recidivism. When we did this in 2009, it was a Mark Leno bill, 678. We invested $45 million a year for 3 years in substance abuse, in mental health, in reentry programs. We kept 9,500 people from going to state prison who otherwise would have, and saved over $500 million. And then I say we establish a sentencing commission, a public safety commission, to begin looking intelligently at our sentencing structure. Now, what was the response when we put this out 2 days ago? The plaintiffs, who are in the best position to convince the court that a delay is reasonable, and again, my proposal included a lengthy delay here in having to deal with these 9,600 inmates. The plaintiffs said, yes, we accept the substantive proposals put forth by the Senate Democratic Caucus. The governor said, I'm mad. I don't want to negotiate. And I don't think that is the correct position.
Let's try to go through a number of points that you made and just be clear for our listening audience about some of the terms also that we're using. Plaintiffs refers to the plaintiffs, the attorneys who are representing the prisoners who brought the original suit in terms of overcrowding. So that's who you have lined up in support of this. And on that particular point, Senator Steinberg, you're saying that that's the party that has the best chance to win this argument. Is there any way to know, though, what the federal judges will do? If the plaintiff attorneys say, yeah, we're on board with what Senator Steinberg, do we know that the federal courts will say, yep, we're there too?
It's a question probably best asked to the plaintiff's attorneys themselves, but I will tell you, based upon all of my conversations, if the plaintiffs are agreeable to a reasonable delay in the manner that I've called for, the courts will happily agree. Because what we're proposing is a more durable solution and a more sustainable solution. The real flaw, again, in the governor's proposal is that even if he can meet the court's current order by leasing these beds, in doing nothing to change the underlying dynamic, it may be 3 months from now, 6 months from now, 12 months from now, but we'll be overcrowded again and be facing the same issues and the same court scrutiny that we're trying to avoid.
And just again, just to be sure that we're making this clear for people who are listening to the two alternatives here, you are not suggesting that the 96 prisoners that have to be released would be now put into rehab programs. They would stay put. What you're offering is a program that would hopefully lessen the inflow to prisons in the future. Yeah,
exactly right. They would stay put. We all agree that any form of early release is not acceptable.
Go ahead, Senator.
Yes, no, that's exactly right. We are trying to reduce the inflow, because if you do nothing but lease beds, and spend, by the way, $715 million, precious dollars. I mean, Senator Huff knows when he tries to pass a bill that calls for a tax credit for business, or I try to pass a bill that spends money for health and human services, those dollars are precious. You spend $715 million on this, there isn't going to be money for job creation or for all the other things we need to do. And so it's not free money. And that's the heart of my concern and my colleagues' concern.
Senator Daryl Steinberg, President Pro Tem of the California State Senate, who has offered a counterproposal to the governor's, proposal being supported by Assembly Democrats, also by Republicans in both houses of the legislature, including Senator Bob Huff, who is the leader of the Senate Republicans and joins us as well. We'd like to hear from all of you. What do you think of this debate? How would you like to see California try to solve this problem? You can join us at 866-733-6786, 866-733-6786. Senator Huff, let me bring you back into our conversation. You've heard Senator Steinberg say that he's confident that this will not result in early release, that the courts will buy what he is proposing. If that's true, if you had an ironclad guarantee that indeed the federal court would say, okay, California, you don't have to release any prisoners, we're giving you 3 more years, wouldn't it make sense then to invest that money and lesser money, as Senator Steinberg corrected me, in doing something that would prevent this problem from growing in the future, as opposed to just sort of buying space in private and out-of-state facilities?
Well, first of all, there's no guarantee you prevent it. Again, we've had high recidivism for decades. We've worked on it. We have not been successful. You still have 2/3 or more of the inmates that are in coming back. So to say over the next 3 years we're magically going to solve that problem is flawed. You know, Senator Steinberg said that he thought the governor's plan was like an end run around the court decision. On the contrary, the original plan was, and the legislature in bipartisan votes supported prison bond money to build the so-called safe beds, the good beds that would solve the overcrowding problem. And then systematically, under Senator Steinberg's budget chair, didn't appropriate the money to do the very rehabilitation and create the beds. So there's been a pattern of practice of letting people loose, of going after this warmer, fuzzier, albeit more preferable way to reduce recidivism. And the end result is our crime has been up the last couple of years. We're down to our last 8,000 to 10,000 most violent criminals who, by the way, didn't get in prison because they skipped Sunday school. They have at least, it averages about 8 felonies for these guys. And it's a problem, but they're hardened. And I think, frankly, we keep them locked up. And then we work on the recidivism because that part is not certain, but keeping them locked up is something we can control.
But isn't that what Senator Steinberg is proposing? Let's keep them locked up until there is meanwhile programs are in place that prevent the problem in the future?
The flaw with Senator Steinberg's proposal, as I understand it, is first of all, the decision is made by the inmate attorneys, and we have no way of knowing whether they buy off on that. The other is that over the next 3 years, we invest a lesser amount of money that we will then magically have over, we will have solved the problem of recidivism so that they won't be putting the pressure on the system. I think that's flawed as well. Keeping in mind with realignment, we save the state $800 million a year already.
Senator Steinberg, let me just ask you directly to respond to what Senator Huff has said, but also what the governor has said, which is, quote, this is going to turn over California's criminal justice policy to inmate lawyers who are not accountable to the people.
Yes, a couple of responses. First of all, Senator Huff is incorrect when he says that these strategies to reduce recidivism have not worked. These are not my evaluations and statistics. These are the objective CDCR, Department of Corrections statistics. In 2009, when we invested $45 million in Senator Leno's SB 678 to give money to counties to invest in substance abuse, treatment, mental health treatment, reentry, vocational rehabilitation, the numbers are clear. Recidivism was reduced by 50%. 9,500 inmates who otherwise would have been returned to state prison, ironically or coincidentally, the same number of inmates essentially that we're talking about here today, did not return to state prison. Over $500 million saved. Senator Huff says, the flaw in my proposal is that we have no way to know if the plaintiffs will, as he says, buy off on their proposal. Well, they made a very clear public statement that they embraced my proposal, but we'll never know whether they would be willing to sign on the dotted line unless we sit down and actually try to negotiate. Just because you're mad at somebody or disagree with them doesn't mean we shouldn't sit down. They won the lawsuit. I've been the most vocal of anybody in supporting the governor's strategy to continue to appeal that lawsuit up to the court, but we lost. And so now what do we do? The third piece in terms of the governor's response about the inmates, attorneys running the prisons, unfortunately, if we do what the governor asks us to do and spend this money on a solution that the plaintiffs will be angry about and the court will be angry about, they will be in our business for a lot longer if we do something that is smarter.
Let me ask our audience to join our conversation. If you have a question for either Senator Steinberg or Senator Huff, you can join us now at 866-733-6786, 866-733-6786. Post your questions on our Facebook page or on our website as well. Let me ask you, though, Senator Steinberg, and then Senator Huff on this, to this little statistic. I mean, this discussion is always full of numbers, but this one is intriguing, which I read in a newspaper account yesterday, which is that our prison population is growing back up again. In February of this year, it was 132,300. As of now, it's 133,400, so up by 1,100 prisoners, which makes me wonder two things, Senator Steinberg. I mean, isn't that worrisome? Because it means that despite efforts towards reducing recidivism, as you were describing, it sounds like we're going back up again. So what do we really know about the recidivism problem and the growth in our prison population? Well, let me stop with that and ask you to respond.
Sure. Well, we also know that the population of California is growing. So the fact that the whole numbers are growing is not a surprise. But I also think it makes the case for a better approach here, because what you just described is happening under this current system where we aren't investing money in keeping people out once they inevitably leave. The fact is, except for the lifers, the vast majority of people in state prison will leave. And if we don't do everything in our power to assure that they don't reoffend, we not only are jeopardizing public safety, but we're perpetuating the overcrowding process, the overcrowding problem. And that's why we have a unique opportunity here to, yes, invest in more capacity. By the way, I'm not saying there isn't the need for more capacity. Let's do it, but do it in a reasonable way combined with something systemic that changes this trend that you just described.
Let's hear what our listeners think. Jonas in Oakland. Go ahead, Jonas.
Hi, thanks for taking the call. Take issue with the Senator's characterization of evidence-based programs as being magical, and would ask him what he proposes, since he does agree that recidivism should be reduced. If we spend the money to lease more beds, where will the subsequent money come from to reduce recidivism?
Jonas, thank you. Senator Huff?
Well, I think you have to start with the premise that public safety is the number one role of government. If you don't have that, then all is lost. And I think part of what we've been shifting on today, we've been talking about recidivism and not having people come back into the prison system. But that begs the question. We have put tens of thousands of prisoners back at the local level. They, in turn, have released many out into the street. We don't track them like we used to, so they don't come back in. That's different from rehabilitating them. If we don't see them committing felonies to put them back in, you know, that's not solving the problem. And so recidivism isn't everything. The real question is the public safe? So after 20 years of decline, after three strikes you're out, we start to see that violent crimes are ticking back up. And to put it in a different perspective, back to your question, if public safety is our number one issue, we will solve the problem. We will have the money to fund it. We have saved $800 million just by realigning to the local level already. We're talking less than that just in this temporary solution. But I would also state that when the governor had his press conference, you saw badges, police representing all across the state behind him in support. You saw nothing like that behind Senator Steinberg at his press conference.
What you saw behind me at my press conference were 17 senators representing 17 million people, the majority of the Democratic caucus, which is the majority of the state Senate. We will work with law enforcement always, and we're not calling for early release, but we stand by the principles in the plan, and we're ready. The lines of communication are open. We're ready to discuss negotiate, but we're not going to write a check for $715 million for nothing more than just leasing bed space.
Let's hear from Sonny next in Corte Madera. Sonny, I'm afraid I have to keep you quite short because we're short on time, but just a brief point, please.
Yeah, my brief point is I was at San Quentin last night. I'm a volunteer there and have been for 10 years. And I worked with a student who already has a $5,000 scholarship from San Francisco State. He has 6 more months to go. He should go tomorrow. He's all set to go. He has a plan about what he wants to do with his life. It's a great plan. And I suspect that there are a lot of men in my classroom who could go. They're being warehoused at a cost of, almost $50,000 a year per man.
Sonny, thank you. Let's use that point as for a last observation from both of you, and let's focus it on the question of the concerns that people have about public safety. Sonny's making the argument that there are people who can go. But we've heard Senator Huff say that public safety is the number one concern. So just on the basis of that, Senator Steinberg, why does your plan make us more safe?
I agree with Senator Huff that public safety is the number one concern of any society. I agree. I believe that public safety will be improved if we, one, don't release people early, but we take money that would be used to just further warehouse people in different settings than where they are now, and instead put that money into ensuring that when people get out, which they virtually all of them do, that we're doing everything we can to ensure they don't reoffend and go back in. And there's nothing in the governor's plan that does that. And that's our problem.
And briefly, Senator Huff, why is the proposal that you're supporting, the governor's, keep us safer?
It's a decision we can make to make sure that the inmates are in there until they have been trained. And that is certain. And to use Senator Steinberg's analogy, the pro tem had all of the assembly, 100% of them representing 100% of the state of California, including the law enforcement behind him, saying that this is the best choice. Listen, we deal with a very imprecise way of trying to make laws appear. There's never a right or wrong. That's our problem to navigate and try to make the best solution. And I think our objective is to save, keep people safe. Our objective is the same, keep people safe. Hopefully we can find that balance.
And gentlemen, you have 2 weeks to figure it out. Senator Bob Huff, Senator Daryl Steinberg.
A lifetime in politics.
Thank you both very much. Forum is produced by Judy Campbell and Irene Noguchi, with additional producing help this week from Katie Springer, Susan Britton, and Tina Lorberg. Amanda Stupai is our engagement producer, with online editing help from David Marks, Danny Bringer, our engineer, Dan Zoll, our senior editor, Raul Ramirez, our executive producer. I'm Dave Iverson. This is Forum on KQED.
Funds for the production of Forum are provided by the members of KQED Public Radio and the Germanicos Foundation and the Generosity Foundation, and by a generous gift from Jan Schrem and Maria Minetti Schrem, who believe that all people deserve access to education, information, and culture for a lifetime of exploration and learning.